Well, Cal, it's always nice to end a season with a win. We won the last game of the league season, and tonight, nice bit of silverware.
Yeah, very nice. I've just been told I've got to sign a guarantee for insurance purposes. That's why I've got
Stephen Wood.
Oh, you top that. Yeah, so yeah, fantastic. Not, I don't think it was the greatest game in the world, but typical final, I suppose.
It's very windy and the pitch ain't the best, is it?
No, but you know, it's. We might have won by more goals. You know, we created some clear-cut chances in the second half, but just happy to get over the line, really.
Can you confirm something? Jake Williams didn't mean that, did he?
He'll say yes, I'll say no.
It's very FIFA 95, I thought, Super Nintendo.
I thought it was Ronaldinho-ish.
Hey, well-deserved man of the match. We also gave it to Jordan Fagbola from an FC Radio point of view. What's your take then on this season now that we've got a bit of silverware at the end and a better points score than last season?
Yeah, we look for progress and that we've done that. We've done that, so...
Well, Cal, a big congratulations. You need to get that trophy back if you can.
Yeah, I need to.
Jake, hiya. Big congratulations, Jake, goal scorer tonight. And man of the match.
Thank you.
Well deserved, I thought. First question, you didn't mean that, did you?
Well, we'll take it, won't we? Well, let's just leave it at that one. We'll take it. It popped up. Hit it sweet. Keeper just, well, the wind took it. I'll have it. Hey, I've got to score one this season.
What does it mean? Obviously, you came in as a trialist, essentially, at the start of the season, and now here you are winning a Manchester medal and man of the match medal and a bit of silverware too.
Yeah, it's massive. Last time I played here, it was for Withenshaw Town in the Manchester sort of version of that. And I won man of the match then, scored again. So it must be a good little ground to get a goal at. But yeah, no, it's massive. It's been a good season. On a personal note, it's nice to end on the man of the match and get a goal as well. So no, it's good.
Well, congratulations, Jake. Well played today. Now joined by Nick Culkin. It was missing a penalty shootout, in my humble opinion. I'll always have fond memories of this competition for that match against Glossop North End. I remember it well. But Nick, it's been a tricky one, the closing bit of the season, because obviously Carnell's been injured. But Schofield's come in and he's the third choice goalkeeper at Huddersfield. He's not bad, is he?
I've got to be honest, I think he's a fantastic prospect. Old head on young shoulders, as they say. Very calm, cool, collective. I've been really impressed with him since he's been here, I've got to be honest. So he's got a good future ahead of him.
One thing we were speculating on, obviously if Huddersfield go get some success on the pitch, then maybe a year-long loan might not be a bad thing for the lad at his age.
I think he needs to play games. Where them games will be at, I don't know, but I think he needs to go out and play first team games.
Just an idea I'm throwing out there.
All right, yeah, but yeah, for him and his personal development, I think he does need to go out and play games instead of the I think it's under 23s that he plays in Huddersfield. So he needs to go and play first team games.
What does it mean from a coaching perspective? Obviously, it's been an up and down season on the pitch, this blowing hot and cold FC United, but we've ended well. We've got first final day win of the season since 2010. And now a bit of silverware the following game. Not bad way to end the season at all.
No, I don't think so. I think we've ended on a big positive. I think we now look forward. The job's done now. The season's over. We can't do anything about it. We look forward now. And we've got a new season up ahead of us. So who knows what that's going to bring.
Well, before that, there's a summer. So enjoy your month off. Enjoy your summer. And on behalf of all the listeners, big congratulations to all the coaching staff for tonight.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Thanks, Nick Culkin. So we're now joined by board member Tim Worrell. Tim, I'm not going to ask you about the football, because obviously in the terraces tonight, football's been secondary in many ways. It's been a cracking atmosphere. And we've been saying it on FC Radio for a number of years now. A cup final does bring out the best in a football club, and we've seen that tonight here at FC.
Yeah, it does. We really, really need that at the end of the season. It's been a hell of a season for everyone, hasn't it, off the field. And it's great we consolidate a lot on the field, actually, to be honest with you. This season ended up about the same as we did last season. But great to end up with a cup final. It's something to look forward to. I thought the last game of the season was great as well. You know, the atmosphere, and that's what it's about. It's great on Saturday to have so many new faces there, so many young new faces.
I mean, we're going into that game. We spoke to Margie at Nuneaton, and we said, whenever we've had these special occasions, you know, Youth United Day, People United Day, always at the end of the season, cracking atmosphere guaranteed. The football has always been a bit ugh. Gainsborough last week was, well, it was the first last day of the season win since 2010. Yeah. So I think it's come at the right time for the club and this final as well.
Yeah, it was, absolutely. And it was a great second. I missed the whole of the first half, actually, on Saturday. But the second half was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? And one thing I do know I need to do for next season, though, is every time I get my camera out to try and film a goal, we never, ever score.
Did you not see what's been going on tonight? There's been cameras everywhere, mate. There's no reason for... We had Steve Wood doing live on his own Facebook to two viewers. It's really...
Yeah, but you know what it's like? Everyone thinks they've got an influence on the game, don't they, somehow? It's all completely illogical, but I guess we have, because that's where we're here, you know, with our hearts in it, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when it comes to the board and the club, yeah. This has come at the right time. We've been trying to sell season tickets, the 1 year, the 3 year, the gala dinner, the supporters dinner. We had the M40 and M9 attendance last week, a good crowd at the end of the season. Kicking on now to next year, the club's in a much better place than it was. Well, certainly this time last year, I'd suggest.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's up and down. We had a hell of a year. But I think now you can just see everybody is here and the atmosphere today, you know, everyone gets behind the club. The whole thing about this club, it's all about the supporters, isn't it? And if we get behind the club and everyone gets together and we keep the atmosphere like this, we can do it together, you know. Fantastic load of support, and yeah, I think we are in a better position. We've got to make sure we sell the season tickets. That's really important, you know, and the 3 year ones as well, and that and we get it right also, you know, in the facilities side of the club and the bar. We need to get that right, and the advertising sponsorship, that's important, that comes through. So it's not just one thing, it's lots of things that we have to sort out, and things are going the right way. Yeah, that's right.
Well, Tim, on behalf of all the listeners, a big well done this season. I'm talking to you and the board and everyone at the club. It's been a sensational end of the season, certainly, and roll on next year.
Yeah, roll on next year. Let's see how we get on. Hopefully we'll finish higher up the table. That's what we want to do.